With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Farmers are taking out loans at a rate and scale not seen in years as weakened crop prices weigh on the agriculture sector. That according to a report from the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. The volume of new operating loans increased at its fastest pace since 2017, the report said, with commercial banks issuing 40% more of these loans to farmers over the last year. Farmers are not only taking out more loans, but also borrowing larger amounts. For the first time in at least two decades, loans larger than $1 million made up the majority of the lending volume. Growth in loan volumes was concentrated among small and mid-sized lenders, the Federal Reserve report said, underscoring difficulties for family farms and other smaller operations without deep pockets to weather the volatility. Farmers are grappling with weakened global demand and a glut of corn and soybeans, which has contributed to a decline in the prices paid to producers. The University of Missouri Extension set to host free tax workshops in the month of December aimed at assisting farmers, ranchers, and landowners in enhancing their collaboration with tax professionals. The workshops will be led by MU Extension specialists who will discuss significant updates in tax legislation, including the implications of the Corporate Transparency Act. Participants will also gain insights into various crucial topics such as retirement and Social Security planning, Section 179 tax deductions, depreciation, conservation-related tax issues, and the tax codes that are set to change in the upcoming year. The workshops will be conducted virtually, allowing for participation from multiple locations. There are two scheduled sessions for attendees, Tuesday, December 3rd from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. and Wednesday, December 4th from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. For additional information or to inquire about the workshops, individuals can contact their local MU Extension office. China's push to shift its food import sources since 2018 has put it in a better position to impose tit-for-tat tariffs on U.S. farm goods with less harm to its food security if trade friction with Washington flares after the U.S. presidential election. The threat of a trade war looms for China, the world's top importer of farm products such as soybeans and corn, with Republican candidate Donald Trump floating blanket 60% tariffs on Chinese goods in a bid to boost U.S. manufacturing. China's pivot began in 2018 when Beijing slapped 25% tariffs on imports of U.S. soybeans, beef, pork, wheat, corn, and sorghum, retaliating against duties imposed by the Trump administration on over $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. China has decreased U.S. purchases, buying more grain from Brazil, Argentina, Ukraine, and Australia, even as it boosts its domestic production. Creating a field of solar panels to generate power doesn't have to mean taking farmland out of agricultural production. Mallory Tope, a policy associate with the Center for Rural Affairs, says dual-use solar is an excellent solution for meeting the growing demand for renewable energy while also utilizing Iowa's fertile soil for growing crops and growing other things. The center is launching an educational campaign designed to reach policymakers at the city, county, and state levels.
There's a lot of concern around having solar on agricultural land and taking that land out of production. But with dual use, you're able to get both and have all the benefits that come with having a solar site. You get the tax revenues, the landowners get their lease payments, but you still get to use that land for agricultural production.
The Center for Rural Affairs is working to encourage local leaders to consider agri-solar and dual use when drafting or amending ordinances that relate to solar development. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.